You've been let down, you face rejection, and you failed. Fortunately, when you hit that point, the only place to go is up. I want you to imagine that your life is a tree. The failure that you've just faced is actually a seed, and it's a seed that's gonna grow your potential. The light you need is your mindset, and the water is your strength. Because the rejection you feel right now is sprouting your success. And in order for you to grow, you need to feel the pain. The pain and the struggle is more than just some dark place you go to. It's actually a starting place, a place to begin trying, and a place that you start to improve. And that improvement can be the start of the making of your success. Look at me, you're not 5 feet under. You're 5 feet higher than any position you've ever been in. Man, stop bringing yourself down. Start learning that you are more than just your mistakes. In fact, they make you grow, and they make you branch out into a stronger and more courageous person. Give yourself the space to grow. Give yourself the space to grow into a better and a more successful person. Cause see, your potential is sprouting. You got a better foundation now, cause those roots are dug deep into the ground. And if something breaks you down, know that you can grow further past the point you were at before. Cause this tree can only grow taller, bigger, and stronger. Cause you are stronger now. So you gotta know that this isn't a setback. This is just another ingredient that you need for the success that's coming your way.
It really is, stop making excuses, take control of your situation, and rise to your potential. Man, I don't think that we would be here if we didn't have a purpose. I can tell you that. No, it's our job to develop that purpose. It's our job to find and hone in and craft that purpose. And the purpose is usually crafted through some level of suffering. It's the hero's journey, right? Like in film, you know, the hero, he's down and out and he loses the girl and the house, and he goes on this journey and he finds strength and wisdom and knowledge and comes back and is now the hero. We have to go through that level of suffering. There's this hunger that everyone has. And it's always neutered by family, by teachers, by culture. And I believe you wouldn't be put on this planet if you didn't have this hunger. And if you explore this hunger, and for me it was then being a fat kid, then being a foreigner, and then a fat kid, and then fixing my problems, and then realizing I have the solution to other people's weight loss problems. For someone else, it might be a financial thing. You know, they fix their financial problems, and they realize they can help everyone else's financial problems. But you have to go through the suffering. You have to be hungry enough to deal with the pain and come out the other side with some scars, because scar tissue is infinitely more resilient than regular tissue. But again, it goes back to most people feel like, yeah, I think there's something great in me, but I don't want to explore it. I want to play it safe. I'm going to stay bubble wrapped. I don't want to risk it. But we wouldn't be put on this planet if we didn't have this greater thing to accomplish. Now, some of us are going to be Elon Musk and we're going to shoot a Tesla to the Mars, right? And that's okay. And others are going to create a fitness franchise or a supplement company that actually delivers, you know, great nutrients that help people optimize their performance. Whatever your purpose is, you've got to develop it. You've got to develop it. But you wouldn't be put on this planet if you didn't have it. I'm convinced of that. Not enough people are willing to build that mental, emotional toughness. And the moment they do, they'll persevere. Nothing happens until you get done. Everyone's got a great idea, it'll make me this many millions, and it'll help this many people. Nothing happens until you get that done. Put yourself in a position where you're gonna thrive, not where it's gonna be comfortable, right? Get done. I believe we all are raised as fighter jets. Just we get neutered by parents, by grandparents, because of the filters they had and viewed life through, the experiences they had, teachers who go, you don't want to disappoint yourself, just go to college, go get a good job, go to college. Don't go to college. Today, don't go to college. It's the worst thing you can do, unless you're gonna be a doctor or an attorney or an accountant or, you know, some kind of an architect. Don't go to college. You can do a lot more in life without going to college. And so again, teachers, professors will end up neutering us. And when they take that fighter jet, that hunger, the claws and fangs, they defang us. All right, so now we're crop dusters. Well, I don't want to take too many risks. I just want to live a good life, and they want to be average and mediocre. That's the crop duster. Yet everyone inside has this hunger. See, the fighter jet didn't go away. It's just been suppressed. You've been neutered. And that was me. Like, hey, don't take big risks. Just go get a good job. Go be a smog technician. Like, that was the advice I was given. Go be a smog technician. Society, parents, whoever have set the standard for you to not play it safe, take risks. What if you lose? What if you lose? Who cares? As long as you don't die, you can come right back. And so the fighter jet mentality is that someone who is just determined, relentlessly obsessed in achieving an outcome in the face of all adversity. The crop duster is someone who's always looking for the easiest path, the loophole, which what I used to be a severe crop duster. The crop duster hits the snooze button every day because they'd rather take 10 more minutes of mediocre sleep than getting up and dominating their path. Every morning on my nightstand, there's two stacks of dominoes lined up. And at the top of this stack says, you're a loser. The top of this one says, you're a winner. If I hit the snooze button, I've hit that first domino in the loser stack. The rest of my day is gonna suck. Now with that mentality, am I gonna ever hit snooze again? Absolutely not. Because I've sold myself on the idea that when I hit the snooze button, I'm an absolute loser. I'm scum of the earth. My day is destined to be shitty. Now some people go, you're being awfully hard on yourself. More people should be hard on themselves. We go around bubble wrapping ourselves, right? We leave the training wheels on for too long. Like, be hard on yourself. Take the bubble wrap off. Take the training wheels off. No one did that for me, man. Be a fighter jet. Be a fighter jet. Go to battle every day. Take risks. That's what a fighter jet does. A crop duster has a routine life and it's f-ing boring.
Every day is a new opportunity to change your life. Every day is a new opportunity to make your life a better place to live in. Your life is at stake. Think right now what you've done differently from the things you did yesterday. Perhaps you got up an hour earlier. Maybe you meditated or you went to the gym. If you know that you haven't made any change today, then make this your day. Take this opportunity. Change. You're better than you were yesterday because you know that today and the day after that you will make progress. You will know that you put in the work, that you earned the improvement. You need to push yourself so you feel the satisfaction that you've made further and further past your original routine, further and further past your failure. There is nothing else you can do but work, to work harder. And harder. The struggle is the only way you know you're going to succeed. Take this new opportunity and make this change in your life. You will be better. Take this risk. Take this opening. This is the time to make your life a better place, to make your future a place where you can see yourself achieving, a future where your life is somewhere where you can create your own empire. Know that not all of your successes has to be exposed or flaunted. Be humble. That's even more important than the progress you've made. Use your success for you and only you. Use your success to boost your life into the next level. Use your success to make you grow into a more courageous and stronger person. You are you for one reason, to be yourself. To use the potential you have as a person and make this your future. Use this as your first step into success. Change the way you view life. Switch your perspective of success and use it in the right place. Confident to stand up and take responsibility for your mistakes and courageous enough to make mistakes in the first place. Educate yourself. Be this person. Become the person you've always wanted to be. You need to make this transition for your future, to make your life better and bigger. You will be who you need to be. Motivate yourself with that vision. The vision of your future. The future of a successful life.
What's the favorite lesson you've ever learned? What is your biggest achievement you've ever accomplished? And then, what is your greatest success? I want you to think about it. Think about how you got there, where you needed to be in order to get there, in order for you to make that kind of progress. What challenges did you have to pass? What limits did you have to crush? What hurdles did you have to overcome? Now I want you to think about that satisfaction that overcame you when you accomplished these things. How did you feel? And how do you need to feel right now? Feel like you have the opportunity to repeat those actions that you once did, because let me tell you right now, you do. Make the progress now. Make your progress for the better, for you to make more progress. You have that potential. Now go ahead and spark your success and spark your inspiration. That inspiration, it fuels the progress that you need to make. Use the tools you have. Use your tools, because no one can do it like you can. All right? Use this inspiration while you have the opening. Stop living in the past. Start thinking about your future. The future where you can succeed. That future is actually happening around you right now. So take control of your future now by living in the present. Living for now. Because that, at the end of the day, is the only thing that matters. Boost your life. Make your life. And live your life.